The three rookie mistakes to avoid in wholesale real estate. All right, so what is wholesale real estate? If you want to know what wholesaling is and you're here, you start. Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. On this episode, we're talking about the three rookie mistakes to avoid in wholesale real estate. All right, so what is wholesale real estate? If you want to know what wholesaling is and you're here, you stumbled into this, you don't know what it is, just Google Wholesaling 101 free crash course by Ola Tokes Abitogun. It comes right up, okay? If you do that, it comes right up. So with that being said, there are three mistakes that rookies make. And it's this guy that sent this question, it's all over it, but let's just get into it. I did some D4D, driving for dollars, and found another property. And I did some research and learned that the owners, husband and wife, are deceased. I was able to find the wife's obituary. She passed after the husband and was able to learn of her surviving children. Good. Now I have yellow letters locked and loaded, ready to send to them. But I had a question in that I couldn't find anything in the probate records. All right. No information came up about the original owners, let alone information on the property and its value. Okay, if you have to look into, I was curious to know if this would be an issue. Should I get a response? Since there is no record of an heir or personal representative for the property. All right, so let's dive in through this. There are three rookie mistakes being made here, okay? And I will point them out, okay, as we go through the question one more time, okay? I did some drive for dollars and found another property. This is the problem with drive for dollars. You waste so much time driving for dollars that every property you pick up, your brain just goes into, this is a deal. And that's a big problem because that's just all a piece of data. That's it. It's just a piece of data that you could have collected right from your computer. Okay? That's a piece of data you could have just collected from your computer. So, that's a big problem there. Okay? So, the first mistake is 101 versus 1 in 100. What that means is 100 pieces of data in 1 minute or 1 second versus focusing your energy on just one piece of data for the next 100 minutes, okay? Which one would you rather do? As a business owner in the digital age, you gotta start thinking leverage. You gotta start thinking working from home. You gotta start thinking getting more done with less, okay? I don't know how long I need to keep telling, I've been saying this for 10 years. You can't afford to think manual makes money. If it did, everyone else will be making money. We're all hard workers. But for some reason, some people make more money than the others, okay? And it's usually based on skills. One person's skills is a lot more productive than the other person's skills. Not physical energy, skill. That's why I tell people you're one skill away. You're not one deal away. Because it's easy for anyone to drive on the street and write down addresses, okay? But it's not easy to sit down and say, in the next 5 hours, I'm gonna learn a new skill. In the next 11 days, I'm gonna master a new skill. It's not the easiest thing to do that, especially when it's not free for many people. Where I'm gonna tell you right now, if something is free, you probably should look at it sideways because usually it comes at a cost, a lot more expensive than cash. So just keep that in mind. So that's the first mistake. 100, you're focusing on 100 minutes spent on one piece of data, okay? You're missing leverage, okay? That's the number one problem. And I did some research and learned that the owner's husband are deceased. I was able to find the wife's obituary and was able to learn of her surviving children. Now I have yellow letters locked and loaded, ready to send to them. It's just that one piece of property. Too much focus on that one piece of property, right? But I had a concern in that I couldn't find anything in the probate records. This is the second mistake right here. People trying to become a lawyer. You're trying to become an attorney. That's not how to make money in this game of real estate investing, okay? You gotta let lawyers do what they do and you do what you do, which is finding deals, deeply discounted properties, which means you have to go through numbers, okay? And then locking them under contract And then the closing and all the craziness, the other stuff, I mean, of course you have to assign to a buyer. The buyer and their title company will worry about all those law, attorney issues, title work and all that stuff. They'll let you know if you really need to know. They probably will tell you a deal falls through or it doesn't. It's not in anyone's best interest for a deal to fall through. So really, you shouldn't have a heartache about that. What you should have a heartache about is if you don't have a pipeline of leads coming into your business as a wholesaler, then you have a serious problem in your hands because some deals will fall through and then basically you don't have a pipeline. So you gotta have a pipeline mindset, one skill away. Marketing, this is about your skills of marketing. Real estate wholesaling is about your skills of marketing. So that's the second mistake, trying to become a lawyer and an attorney when there are people that do that already. Your job is marketing. Your job is prospecting, filtering, pre-qualifying leads, buyers and sellers. If I were you, I'll focus on buyers right now because everyone else already do the seller part of the deal. And there's more than enough deals on Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace that people can sell. Just be the person assigning buyers and make money regardless for almost zero the marketing cost. We'll talk about that later. All right, so you have a concern about basically law-driven stuff. That's not none of your business, okay? You should let title companies do those kind of things. Finding records and that all that craziness. Write down the address. If somebody say they're the owner, you match it with the owners of record. If it doesn't match, still put it under contract. You'll find out. It's just a pipeline. You got to keep the pipeline flowing, okay? I was curious to know if this would be an issue. Should I get a response since there's no record of an heir? So curiosity versus anxiety, all right? A lot of people confuse that. You are not curious. You're just anxious, okay? You spend way too much time on that one piece of lead, one piece of data. That's the problem. So now you're anxious and now you're confusing it with curiosity. No, this is not, you're not supposed to be doing that much research. Your research should be marketing research only. The only research you should be doing is marketing research, nothing else. How to get more people to come in your pipeline, how to attract more people into your pipeline. That's all you should be focused on. And if you're interested in doing that, go to Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and download this for free. And if you go there right now, I'll give you this bonus for free, Real Estate Money Secrets. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one, and peace.